Storms, smart policy and big tech. Moves define UAE news today. Heavy rain hit parts of Al Dhafra, with brief flooding and slower commutes. Crews responded fast. The president has called Salat al-Istisqa across all mosques this Friday, 30 minutes before Jumu'ah. It's a unifying moment during unsettled weather. On markets, confidence stands out. Nasdaq Dubai listed a 1 billion yuan panda bond, deepening yuan access for regional investors and issuers. It's a clear signal for the UAE-China trade corridor. Abu Dhabi is building muscle too. A DIO, AD Ports Group, and Stellantis are teaming up to grow auto logistics and industrial capacity. Think EV support, faster distribution and new jobs. Digital infrastructure is scaling. Khazna data centers reached about 650 megawatts of operational capacity. More power for AI and cloud. In parallel, Microsoft confirmed in-country data processing for key services, which helps with compliance and latency. And G42's sovereign cloud launch in France shows UAE-grown tech going global. Government delivery is moving faster. Abu Dhabi introduced a first-of-its-kind AI code assistant for developers in the public sector. It's about secure, consistent services shipped quicker for residents and businesses. For drivers and operators, there's a compliance note. The Securities and Commodities Authority issued a vehicle impoundment enforcement ruling. Check your fleet policies and training so you stay on the right side of the rules. Quick weather reminder. If you're on the road after showers, avoid pooled water and low underpasses. Give yourself extra time, especially near wadis. That's your roundup. Weather resilience, deeper markets, and smarter tech, all moving in step. For full updates, head to uaethrive.com/uae-news. Want more visibility for your company? Add your business for free at uaethrive.com/wafree.